June 4th, 1973, was much like any other summer's day in Peterborough, and Ralph Mellish, a file clerk at an insurance company, was on his way to work as usual, when nothing happened. Scarcely able to believe his eyes, Ralph Mellish looked down, but one glance confirmed his suspicions. Behind a bush on the side of the road, there was no severed arm, no dismembered trunk of a man in his late 50s, no head in a bag. Nothing. Not a suspect. For Ralph Mellish, this was not to be the start of any trail of events which would not, in no time at all, involve him in neither a tangled knot of suspicion nor any web of lies which would, had he been not uninvolved, surely have led him to no other place than the Central Criminal Court of the Old Bailey. But it was not to be. Ralph Mellish reached his office in Dalzell Street, Peterborough, at 9:05 a.m. Exactly the same time as he usually got in.
Morning, Mr. Mellish.
Morning, Enid.
Enid, a sharp-eyed, clever young girl who had been with the firm for only 4 weeks, couldn't help noticing the complete absence of tiny but telltale bloodstains on Mr. Mellish's clothing. Nor did she notice anything strange in Mr. Mellish's behaviour that whole morning, nor the next morning, nor at any time before or since the entire period she worked with that firm.
Have the new paper clips arrived, Enid?
Yes, they're over there, Mr. Mellish.
Oh.
But for the lack of any untoward circumstances for this young secretary to notice, and the total non-involvement of Mr. Mellish in anything illegal, the full weight of the law would have ensured that Ralph Aldous Mellish would have ended up, like all who challenge the fundamental laws of our society, in an iron coffin with spikes on the inside.
Turn that thing off! You'll be late for the bus. It's nearly 9:30.
It was indeed nearly 9:30.
Now off you go!
Off I went on a perfectly ordinary kind of day.
Oh, I'm so worried about him, Doctor.
Yes. Yes, I know what you mean. I'm afraid he's suffering from what we doctors call whooping cough. That is, the failure of the autonomic nervous section of the brain to deal with the nerve impulses that enable you or I to retain some facts and eliminate others.
Another dog?
Not for me, thank you.
I'll have one last one.
The human brain is like an enormous fish. It's flat and slimy and has gills through which it can see. Should one of these gills fail to open, the messages transmitted by the lungs don't reach the brain. It's as simple as that.
Well, I'm a simple soul. I don't understand all that. All I know is it's not the same man as I married.
Am I the man you married, Mrs. Aegis?
Oh, now get away! Oh, you get struck off!
Oh, come on, come on!
I can't! I'm eating dog!
Come on, just a quick examination.
No, get off! I'm married!
But Dr. Quatt was a man of quite remarkable medical insight, skill, and determination. And within a few minutes, he had completely removed my wife's knickers.
Get out, you! Oh! Oh, Doctor! Oh, Doctor! What?
Now, put your tongue in my mouth. Oh, come on, I got your knickers.
Oh, no!